The views and opinions expressed on Geeks Under the Influence are that of the panelists and not of our sponsors, Amazon.com and TeePublic. Parental discretion is advised.
Queer things that were and shall be again. A changing of the guard, the dead's marching in. You think you can hold out, but you know you're wrong. So you better join us now. You better do it fast or you will be. Necronomicon gives us power to rise from the dead. You plan to take...
Hello, geeks, and welcome to a very special review mini from Geeks Under the Influence. We had a conflict on how much stuff was coming out this time of year, and we debated between Snake Eyes and He-Man as far as the full length. We decided to go with He-Man, especially because of the controversy. We wanted to address that a little bit more, but we still wanted to Hasbro it up and talk about the new movie, Snake Eyes. And if you wanted to have an idea of the quality of the movie, G.I. Joe Origins.
Yes.
Really sets up what you're expecting.
A lot like
forward.
The first Wolverine movie, X-Men Origins.
I was about to say the title alone kind of gives you like a little tripping, you know, to it.
See,
just doesn't
work. Like
Paramount had the warning because X-Men Origins Wolverine, nobody fucking cared about that. And then the next movie they did, it was X-Men First Class. No Origins or anything like that. Paramount, you had plenty of time to learn. You don't have to do G.I. Joe Origins.
Yeah,
right?
Like Fox even had Origins Magneto in the gun ready to go, and Origins Wolverine sucked so hard that they were like, guess we're never going to use the term Origins again. And then here comes Hasbro with like, how do we tell people this is before Snake Eyes was like actually Snake Eyes? And one of them who had clearly never seen Origins Wolverine was like, what about like, this is like a, I don't know, like an origin? I'm like, Origins.
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh, that's perfect.
Obviously, they tracked to see who was the top, like, most popular G.I. Joe character, and it was Snake Eyes from the movies and from whatever. They went, all right, so we got to do it.
I want Shipwreck G.I. Joe Origins.
No, I want Gung Ho. I want to see when he gets that tattoo on his chest.
I want Harvey Firestein to play Shipwreck and do, like, a fucking romantic comedy as Shipwreck,
all right,
G.I. Joe Origins.
You're selling me on that. That I would see, so.
Right? Would you not?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. That's great.
I want to see Roadblock and Barbecue do it, like a partner, cop partner.
We have seen Roadblock, and talk about somebody that fucking slummed it a little bit by playing the role was The Rock playing fucking Roadblock.
Yeah, let's call G.I. Joe the paycheck.
Yeah, exactly. Which is not canon comparatively, just because the origin story of Snake Eyes is very different compared to the...
Well, it's restarting everything.
It's restarting
everything. So.
But
including his actual origin from the comics and everything we knew about him.
Yes.
It's even restarting that. So.
Let me quickly introduce who's on this panel. So... we've got Fuck You Hunter, who saw the movie.
Yes.
And is a diehard G.I. Joe fan.
Yeah, yeah. I've got my main room of my house has a line of the reissued G.I. Joe figures. I've gotten them autographed by the creator of the comic, Larry Hama.
It's true.
I've been to several cons where I've probably weirded him out and wanted him to tell security to have me leave him alone.
Fair.
But I was huge in the comic, you know. So, yeah, I'm pride myself on my G.I. Joe knowledge.
Yours is like my Fantastic Four, where it's been done dirty so hard, and you're just waiting for the right person to actually do.
Here's the
crazy
thing. I did not hate the first G.I. Joe movie came out because I went into it saying, this is a G.I. Joe movie. It's going to be stupid and ridiculous. Maybe I'll see Snake Eyes do some cool shit. So I didn't hate it. Like some people that went in going, oh, man, it was so stupid with all the nicknames. Like, it's called fucking G.I. Joe,
the nicknames
right?
were the problem. The problem that I had is that instead of bat nipples, they had literally snake eyes that his mouth was like molded into.
That was a stupid choice.
His fucking helmet was the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of the weirdest thing is that we have somebody on,
hey.
on our review panel that has not seen the movie.
Right. So this will be interesting.
No, this is actually our plan is that Hunter and I are going to be talking about the movie and the ins and outs of the movie. And Scotty P from Geek Fathers is going to, I said that like I wasn't sure if that was your name.
Yeah.
And I nailed it.
Like you don't haven't known me for how many years? We've been podcasting for how long? Friends,
yeah. There has been some question about nicknames that have come and gone with him recently. True. So, yes. Daddy Destro.
Daddy Destro. Yeah. Add it to the list.
So, Scotty B is here, and I'm Mike the Hobbit. So, we're just going to break down kind of how garbage this fucking movie is.
And I will say, based on what we were talking about, since I have not seen it, I have checked some reviews. I've, of course, seen trailers. I just did not get a chance to actually view this cinematic piece of history, shall we say.
This movie ends up getting any legs at all, it's going to be on the getting drunk with your friends circuit as opposed to actually enjoying the film circuit.
Look, I do a podcast on good, bad movies. This is just a bad movie. Yeah. Because it's mostly boring. Yeah.
Yeah. It's boring.
See, and that's the key because, like at one point, you know, like you guys were mentioning, like, let's see if we could convince you to watch it. And at this point, no.
Okay. First off, the one thing that I want to, the elephant in the room before anything else is that I feel with 100% of my body, if the producers and the director came out and said, actually, no, that's not the case, I would just jump off of a cliff and be done for, being like, apparently my concept of reality has been shook to a point where I cannot come back from it.
Right.
This was not a G.I. Joe movie. This was some ham-handed martial arts film script that they shoehorned G.I. Joe into.
Yeah.
And I will die on that fucking hill because all the G.I. Joe-ness of this film is clearly secondary.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Then they force, like, two characters besides Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow into the movie.
Yeah, but they show up like they're the kids that can't act that play trees and grass in a fucking elementary school play.
Yeah.
They show up like, hey, I'm Baroness, and they just stand there.
And that's the thing, both of them, they brought them in to add a little bit, but they're both so bad at act. I mean, and the thing that made me sad is that the woman that plays Scarlet, she's been in several things I've really liked.
That's what I was.
She was in Ready or Not. She was in Mayhem.
Yeah,
she's been some legit stuff.
Bill and Ted Face the Music.
Yes. No, she shouldn't. I don't know why she was in this movie.
Oh God,
she was in about 26 seconds of this movie.
Too much.
Yeah.
Too much. And again, she fumbled over her lines. I don't know what her accent was supposed to be. I don't know what was going on. It seems like that was a rewrite where they decided, again, this was going to be now a Snake Eyes movie. And they were like, can we get another Joe in there?
Yeah, like, that's a possibility, too, is that they were 3/4 of the way through the filming and they realized that it was a dog shit movie. So they actually got money from Hasbro to make it a G.I. Joe movie. So they just like did a reshoot of the scenes.
Like, I haven't looked at the characters' lips to see if when they say Snake Eyes, if they're saying somebody else's name, they're like, so Snake Eyes, but you see their mouth doing something else and they just added
Steve
that.
Smith.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, all I can add in is based on some of the reviews is, yeah, it's garbage.
Yeah, let's break down the beginnings of this movie where there's Snake Eyes.
It but before starts off Snake Eyes,
literally the exact same way that the new Mortal Kombat movie starts, where he's like hanging out with his dad and he's like, oh, my life is happy
and my dad's rad
and everything's great. And then somebody comes in and murders his dad. And then he's like, well, I guess I got a vendetta. And that's the start of the movie. It's almost beat for beat the Mortal Kombat movie.
Yeah.
Which is also horseshit.
Yeah.
Well, and also,
I will watch the Mortal Kombat
review episode of fucking GUI. So
I will watch the Mortal Kombat movie before I'll watch Snake Eyes.
No,
again.
I agree. I fully agree.
Because at least there was some goofy ass shit in there. There's this again. There's not anything goofy with this.
No,
it's
there
just
is goofy,
dumb.
But it's so fully disjointed from the rest of the tone of the movie that it's just like it's not even fun. It's just confusing. There's one of those Himalayan pink sea salt crystals that lights up that you put on your side desk if you're in college.
Yes.
That apparently lights people on fire. So this Walmart Himalayan pink sea salt crystal is apparently the most important thing in the universe and everybody's after it.
It's part of the clan, but you just look at it. It's decor. You don't actually ever touch it.
No.
You keep it a safe. You know it's there. There's this whole thing about how they discovered it. They keep it hidden away. They don't ever show it to anybody, but it's there, so they're cool.
But then Storm Shadow tries to steal it, right?
No.
Not Storm Shadow.
Our hero of the movie steals it. That's right.
Because the whole setup is that our hero of the movie is in such a vendetta mode that he is willing to do anything to get to the person that killed his father. So he makes a deal with some bad actors.
Yes.
To get in with the clan that has this like artifact that they need. And if he gets them the artifact, then they'll tell him who killed his dad.
What's missing is like there's no handler to give him all the information. Like he just figures out how to get into like this gang and then find all this stuff. But there's nobody giving him the information. Like he just knows it.
Yeah.
And then just kind of gets himself embedded into this shit, you know? So, and literally the first day he's supposed to be undercover, quote quote, in the fishing market with them, and he blows his cover. Like the first day.
Well, it's very lucky that the first thing that happens is that the dude that he's supposed to be like best friends with, to buddy buddy with, to get in with the clan, he shows up first day and they're like, cool, I'm glad you made it a new recruit. You have to murder this one specific dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, thank God. I thought I was going to have to kill like 8 dudes before I had to kill this dude. But luckily I showed up on kill this dude day.
Well,
there's no training montage. There's
nothing.
Well,
his job initially is to take Uzis and shove them into fish. Because remember, they're at the fish market.
Right, and then the most plain,
like we're smuggling guns. Yeah, they're not wrapping them in plastic and breaking them into pieces. They're literally just taking full-size Uzis and shoving them into fish and then resealing the fish up. I'm like, these guys still have no imagination at all.
What?
Yeah.
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 What?
That's not even the weirdest part.
It's to hit you over the head that these guys are
Dude, they had a better smuggling plot in Turner and Hooch. Than shoving Uzis in
fish. And that's why Turner and Hooch got a series on Disney Plus, sir.
Yeah.
That I have. Oh my God, I'm going to fucking watch that, by the way.
I'm not.
I will.
I'll watch that fucking Mighty Ducks shit, but I'm not going
to
watch that.
The Mighty Ducks one is good. We've started it. It's pretty good.
Okay, I need to watch that shit. Yeah, but.
Guys, y'all are slipping into stuff more entertaining than Snake Eyes. Let's get back on point. All right.
So here we are, where Snake Eyes has, like, saved who. Clearly will be Storm Shadow.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty clear.
He wears white the entire time. I'm not talking about, yeah, white suits, white shirts. Like, you could tell.
Because good guys wear white, right?
Sometimes good guys don't wear white, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, in the words of Minor Threat. But
there you go.
So he gets incorporated into the clan by the most ham-handed dialogue where it's like, he saved my life, so he's basically my brother now, right? And the clan's like, yep, that's how that works.
Yeah. So that works good works
which
for
means,
us.
Like, this might have been the only time that he's ever had his life, like, as a part of a ninja clan.
Yeah.
First time that he's ever had a harrowing moment because he's just like, yo.
Question.
My life was in danger, and this dude was just like, nope, not going to shoot him in the face. Which, if that's your entryway into this clan is not shooting them, like, that clan would be lousy with people.
It's supposed to be so secretive, too. But then they just bring a motherfucker that didn't shoot you in the face into this, you know.
And then he's known him for like 6 hours, and he's just like, yep, tell him everything. Everything.
So do they actually say the term ninjas when they describe this clan?
I don't know. I don't know if I care if they did or
not. It's a weird name. They call it a clan, but you can tell they're training them as ninjas, but it's not about fighting.
Because ninjas are supposed to be Ronin. Technically, that's I'm gonna get because I haven't seen the movie, so I'm gonna get really super.
And that's
technical
the thing is that
shit.
The movie gets slows down more than it already slowed down when we get to the training scenes and the three tests, but none of them are ninja.
You mean
skills.
We're not even halfway through the movie yet?
No,
we're in the first like 15-20 minutes.
Fuck
yeah!
So the first deal is that there's a dude that's just like, yeah, he shouldn't be here, and they're like, no, he should be here. It's gonna be fine, and he's like. Take the bowl of water.
Oh, so it's how we recruit for GY.
Yeah, there's a few more with this movie where he has to snatch a bowl from a dude's hand.
Hardmaster. That's the Hardmaster.
The Hardmaster.
There's Softmaster, Blindmaster, and Hardmaster.
Does that sound like sexual positions?
Which is funny because they kept that from the comic. They literally walked away from everything else, but they kept the names of the masters for this. You're like, guys, if you're just going to throw everything else, don't keep Hardmaster. That seems ridiculous.
Also, I would love to see, after this dude doesn't work for this clan anymore, his resume where he has to go and find another job in, like, IT And he's like, what was your last position? He's like, I was the hard master. And they're like, I'm...
like hard drive?
I was the one that made young men...
hard?
Hard. And they're like, I don't know what to do with
that. That's an HR issue.
Now,
right
I will
there.
Say, all this movie is disappointment after disappointment. But one of the biggest things that devastated me is the guy that plays the hard master is the main actor that was in both The Raid and The Raid 2. Yep. And
he's too good for
this
movie.
He's too good. And he barely does any actual martial arts in this movie. So it's completely pointless for him to be there at all.
Now, that being said, the actor that plays Snake Eyes, his acting talents is not the issue in this movie. Like, I actually do like this actor. There's some acting choices, but I don't feel that it's him making these acting choices.
He goes between conflicted to conflicted and then conflicted, because that's the only thing I see from him is, this is a tough decision, because you find out he's in the Klan, but he's working with the evil uncle to infiltrate and get the cool, shiny, fiery rock.
By the way, at no point in this part of the movie is G.I. Joe or Cobra incorporated at all.
No.
None whatsoever.
But we do see his cool helmet.
No, not yet.
What?
Not yet. No, then it goes to where he needs to recover an artifact from the grounds of the Klan, and that's why he was like placed there. And by placed there, I mean
artifact as
walked
in
and
the...
didn't shoot guy, and then they by fucking luck got out alive.
Well, artifact as in the fire rock? Are we still...
Yes.
Talking about fire rock. Okay,
so,
cool.
So he tries to find the fire rock, and Girl Ninja finds him, and he's like, I'm just going for a walk. And she's like, I don't believe it. And he's like, that's cool. Anyway, bye. And then that's the end of that conversation, and it doesn't amount to anything.
This whole thing is set up with ninjas, but yet he sneaks around like 4 or 5 times.
I mean, ninjas.
I know, but ninjas should also be able to detect other ninjas, right? Isn't that a thing? No?
Well,
I guess that's why they're doing guard duty.
It's like Gaydar. It's like ninjas should be able to detect their own.
I heard another I heard another ninja. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another ninja's in their other room. I feel it.
So if there was a dating app for ninjas, what would it be called?
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Ninja? No, that sounds too...
That's too close.
As soon as I said it, I was like, oh, that's bad.
I like your thought process there, but no.
You knew what I was combining, bad.
All right,
how about
slowly back away into a bush on that one.
Yes. Ninjak-in.
Ninjak-in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I'm good with that. No, I think
that's about it. Yeah.
Let's not spend any more time on that dumb idea.
No, please.
So,
but we go through the 3 tests. The one is taking the saucer from the hard master. I'll be honest, I forgot what the second test is, but it's just as stupid. And then we find out the third one. This is the third test. If you pass all 3 tests and survive the third test, then you are part of the ninja clan. They put you in a pit.
Cool.
And there are, as it's known in Japan, to have giant anacondas. There's
you know, the
3
South
of them.
American giant snake.
Yeah. Oh, so J-Lo was in this movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also...
Which would have been amazing if John Voight or J-Lo or Ice Cube showed up.
Oh,
that would help the movie so much. But yeah, no, it's 3 giant anacondas that you have to...
Backdoor sequel to Anaconda.
You have to eye fuck. You stand down there and they look at you. And as long as
you're
truthful and cool, they don't murder the shit out of you.
You know, as we all know, anacondas won't kill giant, like 45-foot anacondas won't kill somebody if they're honest.
Yeah, they sense good.
Or
yeah.
Was this the origin of Tom Riddle from Harry Potter?
It might as well have been.
Okay.
They just borrowed from so much shit. And
okay.
So,
okay.
But yeah, pretty much. By the way, our character, Snake Eyes, doesn't pass a test. He's rescued by Chick Ninja, but they go, that's close enough. You're part of the family.
It's fine.
Yeah, you're good.
It's fine.
Oh.
You didn't die, which I guess technically means you won.
A for effort?
Also, I feel like this is actually the crux that made the not G.I. Joe movie turn into a G.I. Joe movie, where somebody saw a martial arts film that snakes were in. They're like, I mean, Cobra's a thing, right?
We call it Snake Eyes because he has to look in the
eyes. It's called Snake Eyes. So he looks in the eyes of a snake and then he's Snake Eyes. It makes sense to me. And then the producers like, make this a G.I. Joe movie, and some sad unfortunate scriptwriter had to like rework it,
and then
but he got the bonus from Hasbro. I mean,
maybe. The bonus from Hasbro is like a limited edition Snake Eyes figure.
But this
like,
is where they shove in. You have the Baroness show up for the bad guy, the bad uncle.
In a bad wig.
God.
The worst wig.
And then you have the grandmama mention how there's, yeah.
Grandmama. Yeah.
Grandmama.
Oh.
Who, you know, is kind of controls the family.
Yeah, she's in charge.
And she mentions that if they need help, that they always rely on Scarlett O'Hara and the Joes. And then you get them calling Scarlett and saying, hey, if you get a chance to come to the area, we've got some issues we need you to help us out with.
Just like
and that's how you get G.I. Joe.
Asian clan always relies on a clearly hyper-nationalistic American black ops force to help them out.
So the Joes are on speed dial.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, this area where they're having the training, it looks like it's away from civilization. Except when you want to FaceTime, you know, Scarlett from G.I. Joe. Then Grandma pulls out her fucking phone and calls people. Because there's different rules at different times.
There really is.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's so nonsense. So far, how are you feeling, Scott? Are you ready to throw down some money and see this masterpiece?
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
But change my mind, please.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. It's a double cross. Snake Eyes, after he passed the test, he figures out where the magic glowy stone is, steals it, gives it to bad guy uncle that used to be part of the clan and says, bad guy uncle says, remember that motherfucker that killed your dad? Remember the beginning of the movie? I got him here. You can murder the shit out of him now.
But don't think it's that easy because they make sure that the guy that killed his dad, which it is actually him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't fuck around and just find the guy.
I think he brags about it. He's like, oh, man, I remember totally I killed your dad. That was fucked up.
Also with the bragging, because, you know, they made sure that he was able to talk and explain everything before he was murdered. Also happens to mention that Cobra is who he works for, which is also who the dude that he got the stone for works for, and that's who Baroness is and as his boss.
Yeah.
So he realizes the reason they found him so easy is because Cobra actually told him to kill his dad. So he goes like, well, I guess I'm not going to kill. You're just a gear in the cogs. I'm not going to kill the guy that killed my dad.
But we find out Snake Eyes' dad also used to work for the Joes.
Yeah. No, that's later that we find out.
I know, but that's the reason he got killed.
Cobra is just not after vast real estate, as in the cartoon at this point.
Or awesome, you know, heavy metal songs like, you know, Cold Slither. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Oh. Yeah, no, they've got all, they got their feet and everything, so.
Okay.
Yeah, their feet.
So no real estate yet, but they're murdering dads.
That's their main, which means you got to fucking look out, Scotty.
I know. They're like gunning for my show at this point.
Yeah, they're going to be like, we're going to take over Geek Fathers.
Oh, that's
and we're going to put in Destro talking about his metal.
I already have to deal with one shiny head motherfucker. I don't need to deal with a second one.
That's fair.
All right.
My head's hurting from explaining this. There's some other stupid shit. I don't know what else.
Like fucking chaos ensues. Then the actual son of the clan that is clearly Storm Shadow.
Yeah.
This whole time.
Because he wears white.
And they mention at one time how it always seems like he is standing in the shadow of a storm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how that's common fucking parlance.
Yeah. That's Chinese prophecy right there.
So fucking chaos ensues. He gets the stone. He kills the big bad dude. Not any of the Cobra or anything. Like
But that would ruin the next movie.
The shitty dude. Duh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kills him. And they're like, fucking tight. And so they go back to the clan, and like the clan is just like fucking Snake Eyes.
I'm sorry. Like, I can't help it. Whenever you say clan, I keep thinking like KKK or something.
It is a problem.
I'm imagining like Asian dudes in white hoods.
Well, Snake Eyes done been come back.
You gotta pass three tests.
What? When did they move to Georgia from China?
The name's pretty laughable. It's like the Sakikan clan or something.
It's fucking nothing. Okay. Yeah. Literally the main issue between everybody is between two clans that are not Cobra and not G.I. Joe. It's that they just happen to know them.
Yeah.
Like they're just like asides.
Yeah.
Which means this film was clearly not a fucking G.I. Joe movie.
I'm almost a little more entertained, Scotty, thinking about us talking about that kind of clan.
It really is because you're just like, and the clan what they're burning crosses.
I just want to see that movie where the actual KKK has like a ninja contingency.
We're clan ninjas, man. Put the hood on. Stick around.
I understand.
Instead of ninja stars, it's little burning crosses that they throw at people.
It's like, no, I understand they ain't white, but I mean, they are good with a sword.
God damn it.
There's some sneaky fuckers over there, man. Shit.
No. No, the family.
Yes.
They go back to.
Not Italians.
They're like, Snake Eyes, bro.
Yes. Bro.
Really sucks that you stole this special fire rock.
This is Storm Shadow talking.
No, this is like the grandma.
Oh,
this is grandma.
Grandma.
Yeah.
Okay, grandma.
Yeah, she's like, bro, not great. This is not cool, but also like you came to your senses. You understand what's up. You're legit.
For sure.
You're good. He who stands under storms or whatever the fuck. You used the stone to kill a dude.
The guy that tried to destroy
the whole family.
Yeah.
So because of that, you can never lead this family ever. Like, you're out of the running for being the leader of this family. You're fucked. You're fully fucked. Snake Eyes.
your privileges are taken away.
You are super cool. Person that we met 4 days ago. You're great.
You did steal the family artifact.
But you can fuck my daughter. Like, it's fine. Everything's good. Totally great. Storm Shadow, son, blood-related son that has been super legit and, like, kind this entire movie and super chill and, like...
Gotcha. Just, okay.
If anything, his sin was being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
And, Gullible. Fuck you. You lost your birthright. You can't do anything ever again.
So they disown Storm Shadow. They give, like, big ups to Snake Eyes. And then send him along. Storm Shadow, like, get the fuck out of here, dude. You're not part of our family anymore. Hey, Snake Eyes, we made you. Look, I know you're going on your mission. Sounds like you're going to go join the Joes because Scarlet apparently told you they were cool and everything.
Oh, and that your dad was a Joe.
Yeah, so you got to do it. So they make him.
Legacy and shit, right?
They're like, look, I know how you like motorcycles. Sure. Which I'm pretty sure that was one of Storm Shadow's motorcycles, by the way. They just fucking gave to Snake Eyes.
They just gave him a...
like, he's not going to use it anymore. He's not part of the family. So here's a motorcycle, and we made you a badass motorcycle outfit that is going to look a lot like your fighting outfit, because it's literally the same thing. And that's what they do. His Snake Eyes' outfit is just a hossed out motorcycle riding outfit. That's all it is. Made
like
by
a bulletproof
Storm
onesie
yeah.
for
yeah. Made by Storm Shadow's grandmother, I guess. I think.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think on one of them old sewing wheels or something. Yeah.
Well, that explains why Storm Shadow's pissed and joins Cobra.
Kind of.
Because I mean, that's the only thing I can think of, that he's so pissed off that he's like, fuck you guys, and he joins Cobra.
But also, he seemed like a reasonable minded person this whole time, so I don't think he's not dumb enough to be like, well,
they did
fuck, my family fucking turned on me, I'm gonna turn on them and I'm gonna join Cobra. He doesn't seem like the guy that would make that call. He would just go off and, if anything, do Kung Fu the series.
Well, I will say,
and just go around the fucking day here and there.
I will say, the actor that plays Storm Shadow, there's maybe one or two scenes where he doesn't look like someone just pissed in his Wheaties, because he looks pissed off throughout most of the movie about anything and everything. So it's not shocking that at the end of the movie he's pissed off, because like, literally he's upset about everything in this movie. So
all it would have taken was a little bit of dialogue explaining that he has fucked up a lot before this, and that he's on his last,
because they have a scar that they never explained, like, oh,
scars never explained. Also, like, never explained that he's on his last chance, that he's fucked off and done some shit. It would have taken literally about 4 seconds to give that much dialogue.
Because any of the reviews I've seen, you guys have elaborated way more on Storm Shadow than any of the reviews that are out there, at least the ones
he's kind of key to the whole thing. He's the dude that brings Snake Eyes.
I don't give a shit about Snake Eyes sequel. I want to see a Storm Shadow sequel where he's like, ends up accidentally involved in Cobra, and he realizes that he made a big mistake and he's trying to do good. And then I want to root for Storm Shadow the whole time.
I want to see a Kill Bill version with Storm Shadow. And he's got everybody's name on the list, including Scarlet, because she fucking betrayed him too.
Yep.
And he just takes motherfuckers out.
So based on this, along with, as far as we know, he's quiet in the other movies.
Well,
Snake Eyes is a douche.
That's the little bow at the end of this.
In the comic, you know, the way they explain
I'm
Snake Eyes
with the comic,
is that...
Yeah.
he, you know, saving Scarlett in this helicopter accident, and his face was
burnt. And he gets all fucking
crisp.
He's like Wade Wilson.
Yeah, he's not.
Yeah.
He can't talk because most of his mouth was melted over it.
Right.
And that's why he wears the cover, because it's not just his face. He's got a lot of burn shit everywhere.
Get it.
So that's why his cover.
Go.
So,
I'm
yes.
excited.
So, yeah. So you have this. They don't fucking address that at all.
Ever.
Including
not
the fact that the main bad guy with the fire rock, who could burn, literally throw fire at anybody anytime, does nothing to Snake Eyes.
Okay.
And so,
okay. All right.
Again,
all
right. As a prequel, you have to think Snake Eyes is just an asshole who doesn't talk and doesn't show his face to anybody, but he could at any time.
Well, and even in that moment, if you have half of his face fucking burn off, if you want a justification for the clan to be like, bro,
yeah,
like,
we're
come on
bad.
Back, be like, you paid enough by your face being melted off and you can never speak again because your lips melted
yeah.
together. Silent, bro. That would be at
Jonah
least
Hex
something.
As a ninja.
Something.
They couldn't do it.
No, they couldn't fucking
literally
do it.
Not burnt victim Snake Eyes gets on a motorcycle.
To be fair, the actor that is playing Snake Eyes is a very pretty man. And I guess they couldn't pull the Ryan Reynolds trigger.
I was going to say, yeah. Has he not spoken to Ryan Reynolds?
To say,
that's
yeah.
the direction you go, man.
Yeah, you have to.
So, to wrap up this shit show, Storm Shadow is not even an anti-hero, just the underdog. Snake Eyes is a douche.
He's not even the underdog. He's actually, like, a double agent.
Yeah.
Like, he's...
Double, okay.
Like, you don't feel bad for Storm Shadow at the end, by the way, because he's on his private plane that Baroness shows up at, all
okay.
right?
So. Okay, so overall, Snake Eyes is a douche, is the main
yep.
piece that I'm taking
yeah.
away from
yep.
this. He doesn't get burned, which means he's an even bigger asshole if they connected to the other movies.
If Nicolas Cage was like, how did it burn? We'd be like, it didn't.
It didn't,
it
yeah.
It didn't burn at all.
Burned at all.
And Snake Eyes just has better sunglasses than I do.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
I'll say this. If you're deciding if you would watch any of the G.I. Joe movies, all right, for shits and giggles, watch the first one, avoid the second one, and don't watch this one. Like, I don't know how else to put it. Like, at least the first one.
Watch the fucking cartoon movie.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Cartoon
oh,
movie.
For sure.
Yeah.
But I could say at least the first one, they don't take themselves seriously. They literally
yeah.
have a Wayne's brother and Channing Tatum and fucking, like, robot suits running around Paris as Eiffel Tower collapses.
Yeah.
That's at least stupid and fun.
Right.
None of the other movies are like that. So if
no.
you want to see something stupid with G.I. Joe the title, or something, like, at least entertaining, that's it. This movie, fuck this
no.
movie. It was boring and
movie.
Dumb. I don't
it's
ever
so
have to see
stupid.
It again. And it didn't even come close to anywhere where Snake Eyes' origin would have been.
I'm going to rate this my Anaconda Don't Want None on my scale.
It.
Wow.
Nothing.
You left him speechless. I love
yeah,
that.
Wow.
Wow. The Geek Father is speechless.
Yeah.
You just turned
that,
Snake Eyes like.
Pause, too.
You made him Snake Eyes.
I did. I'm just. I mean, basically, I'm not going to go see this movie.
We kind of knew that,
because,
by the way.
Yeah.
We were shitting on this.
We could tell right away that it was not leaning towards that side at all. So,
yeah, right.
I'm going to say I'm going to roll a 7, as in lucky enough not to have seen this shit show.
Fair.
And we just get to talk about it. So
yeah,
thank
right,
you.
Right.
Thank
so
you.
So that's the end of our, we shouldn't have talked about this for 35 minutes. But
how did that happen?
Here wow. we are. So we are not telling you to go see Snake Eyes in the theater.
It's not even a good bad.
In
I
about,
warn
in
you.
About 4 weeks when it's on Tubi, then that's when you should probably check it out, or Pluto TV or wherever
what,
it ends up.
As I'm taking a shit, I'll watch a few
yeah, yeah.
scenes and go from there.
Yeah. Just out of morbid curiosity. But
sure.
So on the ABV scale of awesomeness by volume from 1 to 10, where are we rating this? I'm going to go with a solid 2.
I'll go with a 0 because I haven't watched it, and based on this conversation,
fair.
Where
I'll give
sticking
you,
to even
yeah, I'll,
keel.
You know what, I'll give you that, maybe 1.5.
1.5?
Yeah.
Okay,
ooh,
wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only reason I'll do that is because it was sort of humorous when all the ninjas threw the swords through the truck at the beginning of the movie.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
There you go. That made me sort of chuckle.
Okay.
A little bit of awesome action.
That I wouldn't even call that awesome action. It just was a goofy premise that I thought was
okay,
kind of
okay,
dumb.
Okay, fair.
But that's about it. Yeah. No, don't hurt your brain. Don't watch this. Okay. It's not even dumb fun. Cool. It's just dumb.
So, yeah. So the top score is 2.
Yeah.
Which out of 10. So yeah. That's a sign. From me and everybody here on the panel, thank you so much for listening to our, I wouldn't even call it a review, a lambasting.
Yes.
Of,
a warning.
A warning.
Yes.
Snake
eyes. You see it, but we warned you.
Thank God I don't get paid for this shit.
Look, this is proof in the pudding that you don't repurpose other scripts to become property scripts because
sure.
It ends up being garbage. And I guarantee that's what happened here.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, thank you for listening. And you're welcome for a little bit of additional content in addition to your normal weekly. We'll find you next week for another episode of GY. I'm Mike the Hobbit. Join us or die.
Yo, Joe!
Join us or die! Join us or die! Or I will swallow your soul!
GUIPodcast.com